This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. Sudden cardiac arrest hits hundreds of thousands of people all around the country, and it affects folks of all ages, even those with no other illnesses or obvious symptoms. A new program in the state is training people to know what to do when it happens. About 15 people practiced compressions on mannequins at a recent Project Heart Start training. The program emphasizes compression-only CPR, without mouth-to-mouth. Studies have found it to be about as effective, and the ick factor associated with mouth-to-mouth isn't an issue, which means people are more likely to jump in and help. At around 100 beats per minute, this song replicates the pulse of the human heart. And when you're doing chest compressions during CPR, trainers say you should have this rhythm in your head while pushing hard on the center of the chest.
On August 14th, about 10:30, I died.
That's Ed Jaworski. He's careful about his health. He exercises 5 times a week, eats a healthy diet with hardly any red meat or alcohol. He was instructing a spin class that morning at a local gym.
I had never perspired or sweated so profusely as that, and Terry said I was kind of pale and my hands were shaky.
He's talking about Terry Kosan, his wife of 30 years.
I kept watching him thinking, something's wrong. Something's really wrong here.
She urged him to end class early and decided to drive him to urgent care. As she began to pull out of the parking lot,
Ed went out. I mean, he just gasped and collapsed in the seat next to me. I looked at him and there was no pulse. He wasn't breathing. There was nothing.
Kosan ran into the gym, shouted for them to call 911 and to bring the automatic external defibrillator, or AED. She knew to ask for one because she'd taken a CPR class on a whim a few months earlier.
I immediately started chest compressions, just like they taught in the class. And I don't know, here's my husband laying here, and I was able to react and I was able to do what I needed to do.
You know when a doctor on TV shouts clear and then uses paddles to deliver shocks to a patient? That's a defibrillator. And there are lunchbox-sized portable ones stashed around the city, maybe in airports, hotels, grocery stores, gyms, schools. The machine walks users through the process like this.
Stay clear of patient. Analyzing heart rhythm.
The people who worked at the gym brought out the AED. They shocked Jaworski and brought him back. Then his heart stopped again. They shocked him a second time.
Shock delivered. It is safe to touch the patient.
It worked, and the ambulance arrived to take him to the hospital. Jaworski lived to tell the tale. CPR alone doesn't typically restart a heart after cardiac arrest. In fact, when you call 911 and you begin chest compressions, you're keeping the blood flowing through the person's body and preventing organ failure and brain damage as you wait for the ambulance to show up with a defibrillator.
The majority of people have not taken a CPR course recently, and many of them have never taken it at all.
Dr. Barry Ramo is a cardiologist and New Mexico's longtime health advisor on KOAT-TV.
My goal is to train everyone in the state who's capable of doing it because it's really easy.
He started Project Heart Start 6 years ago with the goal of teaching life-saving techniques and getting AEDs placed around the state. He says they should be as common as fire extinguishers, and you can't really hurt someone with an AED.
They're truly idiot-proof.
If a person doesn't get a shock from a defibrillator within 10 minutes after a cardiac arrest, Ramo says they're probably going to die or wind up with a severe neurological problem. Ramo helped usher in a law during the 2015 legislative session that protects people who use an AED to help someone from possible lawsuit, adding to existing Good Samaritan laws already on the books.
The impediments to doing CPR is one is that you're afraid you'll get sued, and I think that's really not realistic anymore. Secondly, you're afraid you'll do something wrong. Well, the truth is, if you don't do anything, that's doing something wrong.
You may break a few ribs, but Ed Jaworski will tell you it's a small price to pay. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.
Funding for KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Find out more online at publichealthnm.org.